squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped-up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
Boys game coming at you from Onega as the Buffaloes take on Wetmore. Jared Sluppy with you, your game of the week here on 92.1 KMZA. Wetmore Cardinals are 1-6 on the season in TBL play. As for the regular season record, the regular season record is 4-8. As for Onega, they are 2-4 in league play and 5-8 on the season. Wetmore, they lost their opening round of the TBL tournament 55-27 versus Valley Heights. And then they won their next two consolation games, 45-40 over Frankfort, and then 33-26 over Lynn. They followed that up with a 51-43 loss versus Valley Heights this past Thursday. And as for this Wetmore offense, they're averaging 33.5 points per game. They're giving up 47.2 points per game. And as for Onega, their past few games, they lost their opening round of the TBL tournament, 61-43 against Hanover, but then won their next two consolation games, 50-41 against Lynn, and then 64-52 against Donovan West. And then they won last Thursday in their first game outside the TBL tournament, 48-42 at Lynn. This Onega team has won five games in 2023. All five of their games, all five of the wins have come, of course, here in 2023, which is five of their last seven, with one of their losses being in overtime versus Troy, as they started the year 0-6. Player to watch out for the Buffaloes, Ty Figge, 10 points per game on the year, 7.2 rebounds and 3.3 assists. And in that game versus Lynn, he had 6 assists and 0 turnovers. Love to see that if you're head coach Luke Baxter. And Zach Fisher mentioned how in the girls' game, he started off injured. He injured himself in a football game early on in the season back in September. That he's back and he's playing some good ball. He's averaging 13 points per game and 6 boards and 16 points in the last 5 games. And as for Connor Nider, he is averaging 10.2 points per game on the season as well. Jackson Coltman, how about his resurgence? Started off a bit slow at the beginning of the year and is averaging 12 points per game in the last 5 contests. Onega is averaging 45.7 points per game while allowing 48.9 points per game. Looking at the standings, Onega, solo 8th place. They are 2-4, as mentioned, and they're 2 games back of 7th. So there is that division right in the middle of the league. And as for Wetmore, they are tied for 9th at 1-6 with Washington County and Donovan West. Let's now take a look at our starters. First for the Wetmore Cardinals, number 10, a senior, Dirk Hanselcheck. Number 12, a senior, Tyler Womack. Number 13, a junior, Weston Chulions. Number 4, a junior, Braden McQueen. And number 1, a junior, Dennis Speck. And as for the Buffaloes, number 3, a junior, Connor Nider. Number 5, a senior, Tyree Figge. Number 20, a senior, Zach Fisher. Number 23, a sophomore, Jax Coltman. And number 43, a senior, Jeremiah Dorsey. So once again, taking a look at those starting fives for Wetmore, it's Hanselcheck, Womack, Chulions, McQueen, and Speck. And for Omega, it's Nider, Vicky, Fisher, Coltman, and Dorsey. The Cardinals are coached by Ruben Sullivan, and the Buffaloes are coached by Luke Baxter. Should be a fun one here for you tonight. Let's step aside for a minute. We'll have tip-off. You're on your game of the week, 92.1 KMZA.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized Nutrients, Burn, and Home City.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Wetmore and Onega, 92.1 KMZA. Buffaloes are in their home white on whites with the orange and black accents, the black letters and numbers. As for Wetmore, they're in their red on reds with white letters and numbers with the black and white accents. So for the Buffaloes, it'll be Fisher tipping. And for the Cardinals, looks like it will be Tyler Womack. Nope, maybe not. We'll see. He backs away from the middle circle. And it's going to be Hanselcheck instead. He shakes hands. Hands are on their feet on the Onega side. And away we go. And Gusev goes out of bounds. Well, it's saved, actually, by Figge. So, saved to Wetmore. So the Cardinals will get the first offensive possession. Here is McQueen. Bounce pass near side wing to Womack. Drives baseline. Stop to the block. Bounce pass also into the paint to Hanselcheck. Shut up. And good. So Dirk Hanselcheck, the 5'9 senior, the first points of the game. Snyder, the junior guard, dribbles to his right, stops, looking to give it up to somebody. He gives it back near the half court O to Ty Figge, the senior guard. Near side wing to Jackson Colton, in the sophomore. And she's really stepped up as of late. High post catch. Fisher had it stripped. Nice hands by Womack, and it's stolen away into the hands of Braden McQueen, the junior. He'll call out the play. He'll go to his left. Defended by Figge. He gives it up to Womack. Womack gives it right back to McQueen. Now back to Womack. Right back to McQueen. Dribbles to the middle of the court. Not much going on here in this possession so far. Now dribbles to the near side wing. McQueen hands it back to Womack. Setting a screen for him, goes to his left. He stops. Back to McQueen. Near side corner, pass inside. And he'll get it inside to Shulians and trying to dump it off to Hanselcheck. Shut up, no good. Offensive rebound, though. Kick to the corner. Three ball from McQueen. That one, no good. A little too strong, and a foul on the floor on the rebound against the Buffaloes. Oh, correction, that's actually going to go against Wetmore on the rebound. That's going to go against Dennis Speck, his first foul of the game. So already a quick substitution that will bring Jacob Carls into the game for Wetmore. Senior, three ball on the way, far side wing, no good, gets his own miss. Driving baseline, that was a turnover by Nider. He threw it and tried a little wraparound pass. Couldn't find his man. So Wetmore gets it back. Six to nothing early. 6:15 left to go. First quarter. Womack calls out the play. Near side wing. Gets the Shulians. Top of the key to Carls. Goes to the far side to Womack. And a pass to the opposite block. He wanted to give it up to McQueen, but that was not a good idea by Womack because he went from the far side wing to the near side block. Always a dangerous pass, and McQueen wasn't looking. So after that turnover, Onega gets the ball back, trying to get their first basket of the evening. Here's Nider, far side corner. Gives up to Nider. Dribbles middle. Kicks into the corner. Three ball on the way by Colterman. That one rattles home. Jackson Colterman gets the first basket of the night for the Buffaloes. Hand off is to Womack from the near side wing. High post catch. Kick into the corner. Drive middle. Back to Womack, top of the key. There's the Hanselcheck near side wing, looking inside for Shulians. Can't find him, so he puts it on the floor. Now gives it back up to the top of the key for Braden McQueen. Entry pass deflected by Fisher back out to McQueen. Drives baseline. Drives a behind-the-back pass, and that goes errant. Stolen away by Colterman. Not a great idea there by the junior guard. Drive middle. Kicking to the corner. Nider. Fisher gives it near side wing. Colterman's going to try another one. That one is good. Quickly, it's now 6-2 Onega. Top of the key, McQueen calling out the play. Wetmore trying to respond after giving up six straight points. All to Jackson Colterman. Going to the far side wing, gets a screen, pick and roll for Carls, and back out to McQueen. Thought about the three, now holds onto it. Drives middle, bounce pass, handles check into the corner near side. High post sketch to Shulians, it brings him out to the perimeter. Now high post, this is to Carls, back down his man, turns middle, goes outside, post move, shut up, no good. Left short, rebound by Zach Fisher. Looking to push. Here's Nider. Nider goes middle, kicks to Figge. Below jumper, Fisher, a little too strong. Loose ball, Colterman trying to get it, but it's out of bounds. Last touch by Shulians of Wetmore. Timeout's called by Coach Sullivan of Wetmore, so we'll step aside as well. 6-2 lead for Omega here on 92.1 KMZX.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
KMZA.
Both one early, 6-2 in favor of the Buffaloes. Two three-pointers from Jackson Coulterman has been the difference so far. Buffaloes get the ball out of the break. Inbounder is Fisher, lobs up top to Nider. Nider gives it to Figgy, now back to Nider, top of the key. One dribble into the corner. Coltsman's going to try another one. Wide open again. A short. Offensive rebound, though, by Dorsey. He puts it up and lays it in. So Jeremiah Dorsey gets the two-pointer to go, their first two-point basket of the game, and it's now 8-2. There's Womack, top of the key. Shed the screen from Carl. Gives up his dribble into the corner for Hanzelcheck. Angel checks to the top of the key for McLean. Drives right side, kicks. Womack, near side wing. Gets the screen. Goes in the middle of the court. Good defense from Onega so far this drive. He's defended by Nider. That's the far side for Angel check. Drives middle. Kicks. McLean drives baseline. He stops. And Buffalo's defense persists. 3:10 left to go. First quarter. 8-2 Onega. Entry pass to Jacob Carls. Near side block, where on Fisher, shut up, too strong, gets his own miss, though, and brings it out to McLean. Well, Mack, to pass, Carl to try it again, kick out, three ball on the way from Chilions, off the right iron, no good. Onega going the other way, and Womack with a nice steal. Trying to push, but nobody available to receive a pass. So holding on to it, here's McLean trying a three-far side corner air ball. Too strong, but a rebound by Hanselcheck near side corner. Carl's near side wing thought about a three and said he'll give it to Womack and try to step up play here. Top of the key for McLean. Goes to his right and stump off. Hanselcheck pulls up, 17-footer, short. Offensive rebound, McLean. Once again, another offensive rebound for the Cardinals. Womack thought about a three, now enters the pass, and DeShulian gets past his man, and it's blocked from behind. As Nider was able to come from behind and block it, Chilion took too much time going up. He could have just went straight up and scored, but instead held on to it for a split second, which allowed Nider to get back into the play, and he got the block from behind. So Race Fisher will check in for the first time tonight, the junior forward. He'll check in for Zach Fisher. Those just joining us, 6 points for Jackson Coulterman, and Onega leads 8-2 over Wetmore. Inbound pass is thrown away, trying to pass to the block for Carls. And stolen away by Figgy. Now a foul against Wetmore going the other way. Second team foul against the Cardinals, and only the second foul of the game. As that one will go against McQueen, his first. Pass in the corner for Coltsman, trying to get him free from the perimeter. At the top of the key, Nider goes to work against Wetmore's 2-3 zone. Off-post catch, Dorsey. Dumps it off to Race Fisher. Kick it out. And from the corner, Coltsman trying to get away from a defender, and he does. Nider thought about the three. Holds on to it. Into the corner, Coltsman. Looking down low for Race Fisher. Entry pass deflected from behind by Carls and stolen away by Womack. Womack top of the key. Entry pass to Carls. High post. Makes a move towards the basket. Shot fading away. No good. Rebound for Onega. He's had a bit of a low offensively. Figgy, pass far side wing to Nider. Three ball on the way. Good! That's their third three made of the game. And it's now 11-2. With 1:10 left to go in this opening quarter. McLean dribbles to the middle. Drives right side. Bump shot. Good! Well done through pressure by Brayden McLean. Getting past Tyree Figgy. Figgy Oh, that ball almost clean pickpocketed away by McQueen. But they're going to get him with the reach. They're going to try it, but that's going to be a second personal foul. I was going to say that that was an impressive drive by McQueen on last possession. Spiggy towers over him in size and stature as well. So the clock stops with 48.5 seconds left. 11-4, Onega with the lead and the ball. Inbound, Fisher near side corner, entry pass to his brother Zach, turns, jumper, short, tipped up in the air, rebound by Chulion from the far side corner, outlet to Womack. Womack will bring it up, with a screen by Carls, doesn't use it, pass near side wing. In the game for the first time is Landon Heller, the freshman. Womack again, thinking about a three, goes to his left, stops, gives up to Handelcheck, will drive right, nice jump stop, shot up on the glass, is good! Nice move to the basket by Dirk Handelcheck. He has four. Makes it 11-6. Back to a two-point game. Zach Fisher from inside the O at midcourt. Gives it up. Near side wing. This is Colby Fordham in the game. The senior for the first time. Three ball far side corner. That one's short from Nider at the buzzer. And that is how the first quarter comes to a close. 11-6. Our score after 8 minutes of play. Step aside for 60 seconds. It's here on your Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. The next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
FM, KMZA.
11-6, star score after 8 minutes of play with Onega in front by five. Jared Sluffy back with you. 6 points for Jackson Coulterman, nailing a couple of threes in that first quarter for the Buffaloes. Also, Dirk Handelcheck has four. Braden McQueen also has two. Connor Ryder with three, and Jeremiah Dorsey with two. High post catch, Ray Fisher lobbing it to his brother, and he's fouled from behind. I believe Handelcheck got him on the reach in, and it will be. That'll be his first instant foul, number three. I think it's number four, actually. Fisher, the inbounder. And he'll give it to Fordham, and Fordham was falling away. He was expecting the pass, and he turns it over. Going the other way, Womack on the fast break, and he lays it in. Big-time basket after a stop for Wetmore. It is a one-possession game. Coulterman brings it up, gives it up high post to Race Fisher. Gets it out of there. Far side wing for Coulterman. One dribble, gives it up. Now to Zach Fisher. Snyder, top of the key. Nonchalantly dribbles, now gets past his man and trying to dish it off to Race Fisher. It's thrown away by Womack. Nice lob down low to Carls, and he lays it in. Tyler Womack, another fantastic dish. And Carls with his first basket of the game. It's 11-10. 1 minute gone here in the second quarter. Fordham with the pass fake, dribbles to the top, hands it off to Niter. Dribbles to the near side wing, entry pass to Fisher, deflected by Carls, can't save it. And it will stay with the Buffaloes. So Wetmore getting all up in the passing lanes here. And a quick 4 points out of the break to get within one. Snyder will come to the bench as Figgy checks back in for Onega. Figgy, the senior guard, to inbound. Give it up top to the sophomore guard, Jackson Coulterman. The Figgy from inside the O, far side wing for Fordham. Looks inside, high post catch for Zach Fisher, retreats the perimeter. Three ball in the way by Coulterman. Off the right side, no good. And a rebound hauled in by Braden McQueen. Wetmore looking to push. Well, Mac makes the catch near side wing, dribbles towards the middle. Lob inside to Carls. It's past Fisher, shut up off the glass, is good! Jacob Carls, nice turnaround jumper. He has four, and Wetmore with their first lead of the game. It's 12-11. Big E gives it far side wing to Fordham, looking inside into the corner for Coltman. Dribbles, now gives it up to Zach Fisher. Catch for Figgy. Jab step. Drives middle, and he lost it. Taken away by McQueen. Cardinals bringing it up. McQueen to the middle. Gets tripped up by Grace Fisher. And a foul is called. So he got tangled that time. That is the first foul called against Omega in the game. Jeremiah Dorsey, Connor Nider checking in. Coming in for Colby Fordham and Grace Fisher. Little Mac getting the play call from head coach Ruben Sullivan, first year head coach. Bounce pass, high post, handle check. Gets it back out to McQueen. Fires a straightaway three. Rattled out, it was halfway down and popped out of there. Rebound, Onega. So break for the Buffaloes. Nice crossover dribble by Nider. Stops from the elbow. Now gives it up. Nider drives middle. Pull up jumper, 13 footer. No good. Biggie offensive rebound. That one's no good off the glass. And a rebound by Chulion. Olmec, near side wing. Goes baseline. Gives it up to Carls. Top of the key. For handle check. He'll hand it off. Olmec gets a screen by Chulion. Goes to his left. Drive McQueen. Baseline side from the far. And shot no good. It's a good look, but a miss. And Onega now trying to push the other way. Zach Fisher drives baseline. Pull up jumper. And that one no good. Looking for his first basket of the night. Rebound by Hanselcheck of Wetmore. 12-11, Cardinals with the lead. 4:55 left to go, second quarter. Nice pass to a cutting. Chulion's fading away, no good. Offensive rebound underneath the basket. Turnaround jumper, Carls, and he got it. Jacob Carls making his presence felt. The 6'2 senior forward makes it 14-11 in an 8-0 run out of the break. Almost halfway through the second quarter, no points for the Buffaloes. Nice pass inside to Fisher, cut across the lane. Timeout called by Coach Baxter after the make by Fisher, his first basket of the day. And that makes it 14-13. It'll be a full timeout, so we'll step aside for 60 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie. I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account. So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Kansaland Radio.
14-13, Cardinals with the lead and the ball out of the break. They've outscored the Buffaloes 8-2 in the second quarter. Womack with the ball, dribbles to the middle of the floor. Step back, three-pointer off a dribble. Got it! What a shot by Kyler Womack. He's been hesitant to pull the trigger, but here he does so and knocks it home. Nider dribbles to the far side wing. We give it to Figgy. Now to Coltman. On the top of the key. Back to Figgy. Far side wing. Fisher comes to the wing. Now collecting. Three on the way by Nider. Straight away no good. Rebound Womack. A good look from the junior guard for the Buffaloes. Unable to connect though. Womack dribbles in the near side wing. Catch by Hanselcheck. Far side. Nice blow by Chulion. Trying to dump it off to Carls. Was deflected and it goes off the rim and into the hands of the Buffaloes. Fisher is going to bring it up. Zach Fisher will slow it down. Hand it back to Figgy. They'll operate their offense here. Trailing by four, 3.5 to go in the second quarter. Nider passing to nobody. Nobody looking for the ball. It's to the high post. And it's easily stolen away by the Cardinals. Mac brings it up, asks to Carls, who wasn't really looking for the ball either, as that one's deflected from behind out of bounds by Zach Fisher. Womack the inbounder. Give us a handle check from the near side wing. Womack was calling for it in the corner, but doesn't get it. Give it to McQueen from the top of the key. Now 3 minutes left to go. High post catch for Carls. Couple fake handoffs. He'll turn it square. Thought about 15-footer. Now drives to his right. Moves to the middle. Shut up. No good. Tipped up in the air. Rebound by Chilion. Gives it to Carls. Let's try it again from the far side. Off the glass. Good. Jacob Carls now with 8 points in the quarter and the game. It's 19-13. Handoff is to Nider. Step back. Three off the dribble. That one no good. Tipped up in the air. Rebound to the hands of Womack. Carls poked that one away from Zach Fisher, making sure he didn't get the rebound. Largest lead for either team. Womack's going to fire another three. This one no good. Tipped up in the air by Hansel, checking into the hands of Figgy, who had it stripped and taken away by Womack. Come back the other way. Nice bounce pass to Chulion. Shut up. No good. Off the right side of the rim. Offensive rebound by Womack. Turns around and he's fouled. Pace of play really picking up here in the latter portion of the second quarter. 19-13. Wetmore leading here in Onega. Onega 8th in the league at 2-4. First free throw for Womack is no good. Meanwhile, Wetmore, Washington County, Donovan West all tied for 9th at 1-6. Second try, that one is good. So Womack goes 1-for-2. Womack now with 6 points, all those coming here in the second, as Gabe Kufall makes his way into the game for the first time tonight. The senior forward coming in for another senior forward in Jeremiah Dorsey. So Figgy will bring it up for the Buffaloes, trailing 20-13. Handoff is to Nider. They have just 2 points here in this quarter. Driving right, gets past his man, layup, good, nicely done. But Connor Nider with the blow-by and the finish, he has 5. And makes it a 5-point game. Now timeout is called by Coach Sullivan. For Wetmore, it'll be a 30-second timeout. Again, 20-15, Wetmore leads Onega here at 92.1 KMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KMZA.
20-15, our score. Wetmore winning on the road at Onega. It has been all Cardinals in this second quarter. They outscored them 14-4. Inbound to Womack, almost stolen away by Coulterman, but it finds the hands of the senior. Hand it off to McQueen. So back to Womack. Signaling for McQueen to come receive the pass, and he does so from the middle of the court. Gives it right back to him. Right back to McQueen. With 1:38 left to go. Almost seems like they're playing for the last shot here. No movement off of the ball. Three high, two down low. Cross-court pass in the corner. They get Womack open for the three. No good. Offensive rebound by Carls. Dishes off to Hanselcheck. That one up and no good on the turnaround from 6 feet out. Going the other way now for the Buffaloes. Trying to make this a one-possession game again. Into the corner. Far side. Coachman for three. That one halfway down. Popped out. Offensive rebound by Kufall. And he's fouled going up. Couple of bad rolls for both teams as Coachman unable to make his third three of the day. That one goes against Chulion, his first team foul number 5. Front end of the two free throws is good for Kufall. His first point of the day. Another point would make this a one possession game. Second one is up and good. 2017, 109 left to go in the first half. Colts him into the bench, Zach Fisher back in. Inbound, going to Chulion's, and he traveled, for he double-dribbled it. only the guy they have bring it up. They couldn't get it in to Womack, so they give it to Shulions, and he traveled bringing it up. Now a chance to possibly tie here with 1 minute to go. And off is to Figgy, far side wing, gets a screen, goes to the middle. Near side wing for Fordham. Dribbles to the middle, now gives to Niter. Niter from the far side. Gets a screen from Zach Fisher. On the curl, gives it to Figgy, near side wing. Another screen, drives, bounce pass. Fordham's going to try a three, far side corner. Too strong, long rebound, picked up by Fordham with 30 seconds left. 36 seconds, that is. Another opportunity for Onega. Another play call from head coach Luke Baxter. Now with 25. That's the far side wing for Fordham. He's holding on to it. He could shoot a wide open three here if he wants it, but instead holding on to it. 16 seconds left. We'll give it up to Figgy, who will retreat back to the midcourt O. 10 seconds. Hands off to Zach Fisher. 8 seconds. Crossover dribble goes to his left. 5 seconds. Jump stop. Kick out. 3 seconds. Figgy pulls up, 13-footer, good, with 1 second left, and that makes it a one-point game going into the half. So it's 20-19, Wetmore in front after a very nice second quarter. Let's step aside for a break. We'll have our Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show coming up next here on 92.1 KMZA.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
It's your choice. In healthcare, there's a common belief that you're limited to the options your specialist suggests for your ancillary services, including lab work, imaging, therapy, and other diagnostic testing. The truth is, you make the decision on where you go for those services, depending on your insurance coverage. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital provides a wide range of ancillary services to best fit the needs of you and your family. Please visit www.nemvch.com to view a list of all of our current services. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltly, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
A 14-point second quarter for Wetmore gives them a 20-19 lead at Onega. Now take a look at your individual stats from the first half. First for the Buffaloes, leading the leading Onega in scoring with 6 is Jackson Coulterman. Made a pair of threes early on in the first quarter. Also with 5 is Connor Niter. And 2 points apiece for 4 guys, including Ty Figge, Zach Fisher, Gabe Kupal, and Jeremiah Dorsey. In for Wetmore, leading in scoring is Jacob Carls. He got all eight of his points in the second quarter with 4 two-point baskets. Also 6 points for Kyler Womack, 4 for Dirk Hanselcheck, and 2 for Braden McQueen. So it was a good start for Onega. They got off to a nice start from beyond the arc. They made 3 three-pointers in the first quarter, but unfortunately for them, that was not sustainable as they were unable to make threes in the second quarter. Defense started to suffer just a little bit, and as a result, Jacob Carl was able to see it inside. Kyler Womack also with some big-time shots, but a nice step-back three. It was really pretty. Let's take a look at how both these two teams got here. Starting off with Wetmore, they started off with a win against this Omega team, but then they would proceed to lose their next 6 games. Start off the year 1-6, including losses at Blue Valley, Hanover, and Axtell, and then home losses to Clifton Clyde in Centralia, and then at Blue Valley. And then the next one would be a win against Frankfort for their first win since December the 1st. That was on January the 10th. Then after that, they would proceed to win 2 more games against Frankfort and Lynn to finish off winning 3 of their last 4, but then they lost to Valley Heights this past Thursday, 51-43. So that's where they sit as of right now with a record of 4-8. As for Onega, they are 5-8. They had a pretty similar road, except they lost their first 6 games, including against, of course, against Wetmore, to Blue Valley, Oskaloosa, Centralia, Hanover, and Axtell. But then they were able to get their first win of the season on January 6th against Flint Hills Christian. They won that one 62-32, but then proceeded to lose the game here at home versus Troy, 67-61 in overtime. Then bounced back very well by winning their next, by winning 3 of their next 4 against Washington County, but then losing to Hanover in the first round of the TBL tournament, but then winning their next consolation games against Lynn and Donovan West, and then defeating Lynn again on Thursday, getting them to 5-8. And so again, they've won 5 of the last 7. They started off the year 0-6, and they have a chance to continue a pretty good run here in 2023. So they are very glad to get rid of that 2022 portion of their schedule. Take a look at the standings in the TBL. In first place as of right now is Clifton Clyde. They are 7-0. And 12-2 overall. Also 12-2 overall is second place Blue Valley Randolph Rams, who are a full game back in second place at 6-1. Hanover is a game and a half back in third place at 6-2 and 10-4. Axel and Centralia are tied for fourth. They are a game and a half out of first place as well. So actually they are technically tied for third. Axel is 10-4. Centralia is 9-3. Both those teams are 5-1 overall. Valley Heights, they are in solo 6th at 4-1 in league play, 8-6 overall. Troy is in solo 7th at 4-2 and 10-4 overall. Then after that, there's that gap in between the top half and the bottom half of the league, and the top of the bottom is Onega. They're in 8th place, 2-4, 5-8. Wetmore, Washington County, D-West, 1-6, with Wetmore at 4-8, Washington County 4-10, D-West at 1-12, and then Lynn and Frankfort still winless in TBL play, 0-6, with Lynn 3-10. And Frankfort is 2-11. And we also take a look at the sub-states for both these two. How would they fare if the season were to end today? Well, actually, like right now. So, of course, we're not going to include the game here tonight. First for the Onega sub-state in 1A-D1, Burlingame will be the number one seed as they are 11-3. Centralia and Troy are tied for second, with Centralia apparently having the tiebreaker according to Cassius' website. They are 9-3, and Troy is 10-4. Onega would be the 4th seed at 5-8. They would take on Bishop Seabury at 3-6 in the first round. Breda Steen is the 6th seed. They are 2-12. And D-West is in last and 7th at 1-12. So Burlingame getting that elusive first round bye. As for the Axtell sub-state in 1-82, Axtell and Hanover tied at 10-4. Top standings as of Cassius' website. Axtell has that tiebreaker. As for 3rd place, or well, I guess in third right now is Pike Valley. They are at 7-6. Wetmore is in fourth. They are 4-9. They would take on Lynn, who is 3-10. And then Kansas School for the Deaf is the 6th team in that sub-state as of right now. So Wetmore and Lynn would square off, and as mentioned, Lynn, they are currently tied for 12th in the league, and Wetmore beat Lynn 33-26 in the final consolation game this past Saturday. So that is where things shape up. Let's go ahead and step aside for 2 minutes, and we'll come back with second half action. Again, our score, Wetmore 20 and Onega 19, here in our game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a new 12-bed adult care home. At Oakley Place, we maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio, and we are currently looking for exceptional certified nurse aides and certified medication aides to join our team. If you want to work in an environment where you have the time to truly make a difference, apply online at www.oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000.
KMZA
2019 Wetmore leads Onega here from Onega as we have second half action coming up right now. Looks like it's Spiggy, Zach Fisher, Jackson Coltman, Jeremiah Dorsey, and Connor Niner. As for Wetmore, it'll be Dirk Hanselcheck, Braden McQueen, Tyler Womack, Jacob Carls, and Weston Chilions in. Cardinals get the ball out of the break, and they are inbounding to Hanselcheck. It was McQueen who was supposed to get it, but Biggie was face guarding him, and we're back underway. McQueen calls out the play, pass on the near side wing for Womack. Dribbles to the middle, gives up to Hanselcheck. Pass far side, good anticipation by Niner, but he can't handle it. Should have been a steal, but Wetmore maintains possession. Wide open three. McQueen, far side wing, rattles out. Rebound by Dorsey of Onega. It was a good look. Pass up ahead. Far side corner for Coulterman. Drives baseline past Womack. Stopped by a double team. And all of a sudden, he gets a lane to the basket. The defenders went to his back, and now a foul. As free throws are coming for Jackson Coulterman after the foul from Jacob Carls. That'll be his first. It was a good stop by the Wetmore defense, but they just allowed Coltman to get right to the basket. First free throw for the sophomore was flat and fell short. 40 seconds into this third quarter. Coltman trying to get Onega on the board here for the third. That one no good. It tipped up in the air. Lewis picked up by Coltman. Gets his own miss. I'll give it up to Niter. Then they'll set up half-court offense here for the first time in this third quarter. Biggie gives it to Zach Fisher, pass the far side wing for Niter. Screen for Dorsey, catch the top of the key, now give it to Coltman. Near side wing to Fisher, top of the key. Now far side to Biggie. Looking inside, can't find anything. Now he does give it to Zach Fisher, double team, nice strip by Womack, it's on the floor, and it'll be a jump ball. Possession arrow stays with the Buffaloes. Looking for our first basket of this third quarter. 6:56 left to go in this third. inbounder is Zach Fisher. Hoping for someone to come to the ball in almost 5 seconds. It was four. Inbound is to Figgy, now to Fisher. Back out to Figgy. Drive, middle, stops, and got hit from behind. No foul. Off the block, Whitmore comes up the floor with Braden McQueen. And off to Womack. Robs to the elbow, gives it up to Hanselcheck. Far side wing, cross court pass near side to McQueen. Drives baseline, stops, hands it back to Hanselcheck. Pass the top, the key to Womack. Looking down low. Carls can't get open, so he gives the hands a check near side wing. No check, jab step to the far side, goes to the near, now crosses over, kick out. McQueen fires away a three. Short, rebound Zach Fisher. Iggy pushing, gets past McQueen, and it stops at the high post. Nice give down low to Dorsey, nice up fake, shot up, and good. Jeremiah Dorsey now has four. And now a steal on the press by Zach Fisher. As Onega gets their first lead since early in the second quarter, is a three from Figgy. It's way too strong. Rebound by Womack. That was a corner three, missing everything. Going the other way. Here's Chulion. Stopped the short corner, far side. And I'm looking for some help. High post catch for Hanselcheck. Kick out to McQueen. Top the key to Womack. High post catch for Chulion. Playing from the short corner. Gives it to Carl. Takes it back out to McQueen. He's going to fire away a three. Far side corner. That one is good. Break McQueen. 5'8 junior knocks down the tray. He has five. He went more back in front by two. Zach Fisher, far side wing, give. Holtzman gives it to Dorsey, top the key now near side for Niter. Niter to Zach Fisher. This is to Figgy. The far side wing looks on, lob down low to Fisher, makes a nice post move, shut up, and left it short, gets his own miss. Second try, that one is good. Not great defense that time inside by Wetmore. Fisher had two wide open shots with three guys surrounding him. That ties the game at 23 with 4:53 left to go in this third quarter. Womack goes to his left. Crossover dribble to his right. Taking the corner, three ball by McQueen again. That one too strong. Tipped out of bounds by Fisher. He'll stay with the Cardinals. Two teams fighting for some sort of momentum in TVL play. Onega is trying to get back to the middle of the pack in the TVL. They're two games back of seventh place. They're in solo eight, the 2-4. That's the near side wing. Drive by McQueen. Kick it out to Carls. Carls is going to fire away a three with Fisher in a space. No good. Rebound for Figgy. He's going to push it himself. Jump stop. Far side elbow. Kick to Fisher. Drives from the near side wing. Stops from the high post. Back to Figgy. Kicks in the corner. Coltman's going to fire away a three. And missing everything. Left it short. And a rebound for Wetmore. Good ball movement by the Buffaloes, but they come up empty. McQueen drives far side wing. Gets a screen from Hanselcheck. Goes up and off to him. Nice give and go. Layup good. Making that look so easy. And Dirk Hanselcheck now with six. And it's 25-23 Cardinals. Got a good one here so far. Nice cut across the paint from Figgy. Turnaround jumper, no good. And halfway down and out is a nice look, falling away off the backboard. It just popped out of the rim. And off to McQueen, gets a screen to shed Figgy. Bounce pass, far side wing to Womack. And in defense for the Buffaloes. Womack to the corner near side. Three on, pulls up long two, short. Rebound Figgy on the run. In transition, three on three, bounce pass. There's a Coachman, he's fouled going up, and it goes in. Bounced off the rim three times. Jackson Coltman with his first two-point basket of the game and his first point since early in the first quarter when he knocked down two big-time three-pointers. And we are tied 25-25 as that foul will go against McQueen, and that is his third. Free throw is up and good. So Onega back in front by one. Coltman now with nine. Hanselcheck brings it up, gives to McQueen. Gets to the near side to Womack, now back to McQueen. Hanselcheck, far side wing. Cross-court pass to McQueen. Drives baseline, gets bumped, kicks it out to Carls. Carls high post, catch for Hanselcheck. He's going to give it back out to the perimeter. Near side corner, three on the way by McQueen. Too strong. Rebound Dorsey. Zach Fisher now looking to push. Three on two. Goes baseline, and now he'll retreat it back to Figgy. Oh, he got past his man, and he's fouled on the way up. No, on the floor, excuse me. Had a nice head fake. His man went up in the air. He slid on under. And that foul will go against Julian. That'll be his second. Team foul number three. Zach Fisher, the inbounder. Top of the key to Niter. Get up to Fisher. The far side wing to Kulterman. Niter cuts across the paint to the far side corner, but gives it up to Dorsey. Dorsey wanted Figgy to come back door. He stopped, but he's able to somehow survive it, and Niter can knock down the three far side. And Womack trying to save it. Tippy toes trying to keep it in bounds, and he travels. 26-25, Onega with 2:26 left to go in the third. Onega, just like the first half, not fouling very much. In fact, no fouls at all here. Inbound for Figgy, and Fisher stepped out of bounds before he was inbounded, and that is not allowed. It's a turnover. Back to Wetmore. So an unfortunate error for the Buffaloes. Inbound at half court. It's to Hanselcheck. He'll bring it to the middle. And Womack will catch it on the top of the key. Go to the far side. McQueen is there. But instead, he'll give it high post for Carl. Now he'll give it to McQueen. He'll try another three. That one is good. Second three-pointer of the quarter for Braden McQueen. He has eight. 2 for 4 on three-point attempts in this quarter. 2 minutes left. It's 28-26. Wetmore back in front. Niter looking to drive baseline. Comes back to the middle. Takes out to Dorsey in the top of the key. Defended by Carls. Pretty loosely, though. High post catch. Now retreating to the top of the key is Zach Fisher. Niter now near side wing. Dorsey again. Top of the key. Far side for Kulterman. And it crosses Niter to the far side quarter. It gives it back to Fisher, top of the key. Backdoor cut by Figgy, and that pass to him is deflected and turned over. It was a long pass. And speaking of, long pass up ahead to McQueen. They try to push it. Julian's with it now. They'll hand it back to McQueen. Luke Baxter, the head coach for Onega, switching up the defense here. Looks like it's still man-to-man, though. Crossover pass, will back to Carls. Head fake, jab step, he'll now pull, and he knocks it home. Long two for Jacob Carls. That makes it 30-26. Beautiful head fake, jab step, and then just pulls. 55 seconds left in the third. Two possession lead for the Cardinals. Entry pass to Zach Fisher. Had a strip by Womack and taken away by Julian. It was a good look for Fisher. A good recovery and collapse. The Wetmore defense. Open look for Hanselcheck. Drives middle. Shut up. No good on the Euro step. Gets his own miss. Second try. Too strong off the glass. Rebound for Onega with 30 seconds left. Crossover dribble. Figgy goes middle. Dumps it back to Niter. On top of the key. And Zach Fisher will hold on to it for the final shot, it looks like. And now he will let Figgy hold on to it. 15 seconds left to go. Third quarter. 30-26 Wetmore leading at Onega. Figgy goes middle. Comes it back to Zach Fisher with 8 seconds. On the floor, now with 5 seconds. Goes to his right, hands it back. Figgy for three with 2 seconds left and missing everything out of bounds. And that is how the quarter will come to a close. 30-26. Wetmore still in front. We'll send it to the fourth quarter in 60 seconds here at 92.1 KMZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Kansaland Radio.
30-26. Wetmore leading at Onega. 8 minutes left to go as we start the fourth quarter. And it'll be Wetmore ball. We went back and forth in that exciting third quarter. Braden McQueen knocking down two big three-pointers. He has eight on the game. Nice pass down low to Hanselcheck, and he lays it in from Womack. And Hanselcheck, he now has eight. Carls, meanwhile, leads the team with 10 points. And it's 32-26, tied for their largest lead of the day. Here is Gabe Kufall in the game. Three ball on the way from Niner after the pass from Kufall, and he knocks it home. And Connor Niner now with eight. Womack is going to drive. Baseline goes up, fouled, and can't quite get the shot to fall. They'll get two free throws here. So that one will go against, will be Fordham. That is going to be his first. That's, if my calculations are correct, I believe that's only the second foul the entire game from the Buffaloes. First free throw for the senior Kyler Womack is good. He now has 7 points. All previous 6 points were in the second quarter. Grace Fisher, Jeremiah Dorsey, and Jackson Colterman all checking in. Figgy, Zach Fisher, and a Kufall exiting, as that one is good as well. 2 for 2 for Womack from the free throw line. That makes it 34-29 with 7:16 left to go in the game. Buffalo's trying to keep up with Cardinals. Fordham makes the catch, far side wing, pass fake, in the post, he'll dump it back to Race Fisher. Near side wing for Figgy. Excuse me, for Niner, beg your pardon, as Figgy comes to the scores table to check in at the next dead ball. Holtzman, just to the left for the top of the key, looks on, he'll give it to Fisher, just to the right of the top of the key. Near side wing for Fordham, couldn't cross the paint with Holtzman, couldn't find him, so he gives Dorsey top of the key. Far wing pass, 3 ball on the way for Niner, missing everything, but Fordham is there to clean it up, and he lays it in! Timeout called by Coach Baxter. And it'll be a 60-second timeout. 34-31 Wetmore here at 92.1 KMZA.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control. To take back financial freedom. To take back banking. Kasasa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasasa.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
Wetmore leading 34-31 out of the break with 6:13 left to go in this one. Here's Kyle Womack at the top of the key. Gets a screen by Carls. Go to his right. Goes to the wing now. Brings it back to the top of the key. Signals for hands to check to clear out. Moves up his dribble. Bounce pass down low to Carls. Goes to work in the post. Far side block off the glass. Good. Spun it through. Gets past Coltman and lays it in. Jacob Carls now with 12. He leads the team in scoring. It's back to a five-point lead. Far side corner for Coltman now. Onega drives baseline. Coltman pulls up off the glass and good. That's a response by Coltman as the sophomore is taken over. He has 11. And quickly back to a three-point game. 5:35 remaining. Done one here from Onega. Pass to the corner. It's deflected and thrown away by Zach Fisher. Tried to find Hanselcheck in the corner. Now Fisher in trouble. Gets it to his brother, Race Fisher. Cross that court to Niner. Niner, defended by Womack. Kicks in the corner. Coltman for three. Near side corner. Short. No good. Rebound by Womack. Missed opportunity there for the Buffaloes. There's another good look from the sophomore. Couldn't get that one to drop, though. That would have been to tie it. Hand off to Womack. And they'll set up the play from the near side wing. Fake screen from Carl. Dribbles to the middle. Goes to his right. Gives up his dribble. Enough now. Fire for three. No good. And Coltman falls to four after that closeout. Rebound for Onega. Biggie thought about the three off of the dribble. Said Niner. was going to drive from the far side wing. He stopped in the middle of the paint. Gives it up to Coltman in the near side corner, looking for Race Fisher in the paint. Nice deflection out of there by Jacob Carls. Out of bounds with 4:42 left to go in this fourth quarter. 36-33 star score is Jeremiah Dorsey, who will check in for Onega and for Race Fisher. Zach Fisher, the inbounder, box formation. On this inbound play, Figgy catches near side corner. Trying to dump it in to Zach Fisher, and he does from the near side block. Shut up, no good on the turnaround. A little too strong, rebound by Hanselcheck. McQueen brings it up, hand it off to Womack. McQueen, suffocating defense applied by Figgy. Give it to McQueen in the corner from the far side. Doubles to the wing, gives up his dribble, bounce pass to Womack. Goes to his right. A lot of dribbling, not a whole lot of passing this possession so far. Womack looking for help. Bounce pass to Hanselcheck. Almost fumbled it. Picks it up. Dump off pass to Carls. Driving. Got it knocked out of his hands. Finds the hands of McQueen. 4 minutes left. Now a turnover. Trying to pass to Carls. It's stolen by Fisher. Now a foul against McQueen. Trying to get the steal. And that is number foul against Braden. Number four against Braden McQueen. So it looks like he is going to stay in the game for right now. Inbound is to Dorsey near side corner. Coach Baxter not happy about how the play has transpired so far. I'll give it up to Zach Fisher, top of the key. Now Nider, far side wing. Nider wanted to give it into the post. Zach Fisher couldn't find him. Figgy gives it top of the key to Dorsey. Now near side wing to Nider. Entry pass to Dorsey, goes to work. Kick it out to Figgy. Figgy drives baseline, pass, high post, pull a jumper, Coltman, good from 15 feet from the far side elbow. Timeout called by Coach Baxter. He was not happy with how that play unfolded, but they get 2 points regardless, and the game back to a one-point deficit for Onega. It's 36-35. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
KMZA.
36-35. Wetmore leading here at Onega with 3:28 left to go in the game. Wetmore with the inbound out of the timeout from Coach Baxter of Onega, and they bring on the press. McQueen is able to beat it himself. Dump off pass after the drive. Pull up jumper. Hanselcheck. 15-footer. No good. Just to the right of the far side elbow. Rebound Onega. Looking to push his Figgy, jump stop, shot up, rejected out of there by Carls. Trying to get his on this, and it's off of his leg and out of bounds to Wetmore. Fantastic defense by the 6'2 junior, Jacob Carls, getting back, the senior. And Wetmore gets the ball up by one. Weston Chulions brings it up. Hand this off to Womack. Goes to the middle of the court. Now to Jacob Carls from the near side wing, now back to Womack. McQueen from the far side wing now retreats with 2:48 left to go. Now goes to the far side corner, gives up his dribble, bounce pass to Hanselcheck. Wetmore being very cautious with the basketball, drive right side, Hanselcheck, it's swatted out of there by Zach Fisher, rebound Figgy, looking to push. Buffalo's in transition, almost like a good travel, but he is fouled going up, and he'll get 2 free throws. That one's going to go against Weston Chulions. That is his third. I think he will get a couple of free throws here. Chance to take the lead. First one on the way. Good. I think he with his first point since the second quarter. Has been his best day. Just 3 points for him. Jackson Coltman has been the man stepping up. He has 13. Second one on the way for Figgy. That one's too strong. Off the back iron. Tipped up and rebound by Hanselcheck. So we stay tied. 36-36. 2.5 to go. Womack bumped for half court by Figgy, but he's able to get it across. It's bumped again, and now they will call a foul against Figgy. just the third foul of the game and the first personal against Figge. That's something to keep an eye out on if Onega needs to foul at the end of this game to get them to the free throw line. Three ball on the way by Carls. Top of the key, no good off the left side, but a rebound by Hanzelcheck. He'll put it up too strong. Rebound by Figge. Hanzelcheck having a tough time finishing around the cup here tonight. 2:07 left to go now. Figge kicks it out to Nider from the near side corner. Up to Figge. Good hands by Womack. Almost stripped that free. He's having a heck of a day defensively. Figge gives it back to Fisher. Pass far side wing to Kulturman. Top of the key now to Dorsey. On near side wing to Nider. Defended by Chulion. Fisher wanted it, cutting across the paint. Not going to get it. Nider's now going to get past his man. Scoop shot off the glass. Good! What a touch! Shot off the window by Connor Nider, the junior. Makes it 38-36, 1:33 to go. Queen hands it off. Hands it, receiving to Womack. Womack gets the screen from Carls. Doesn't use it. Nice behind-the-back dribble. Gets into the paint. Spin-around jumper. Good! What a shot by Kyler Womack, his first field goal since the second quarter. He now has 10. It's tied once again, 38-38. 1:15 left to go. Figge gets all the way into the paint. Gets a strip by Womack on the floor. Carls has it. Hands off to McQueen. Wetmore with the takeaway with 1:05 left to go. They'll slow it up. Womack across half court. Defended by Chulion. Gets a screen by Hanzelcheck. Goes to his right. He's going to fire. Far side three. No good. And a rebound by Zach Fisher. That shot selection was suspect. 50 seconds left. Tied 38-38. And timeout's going to be called by Coach Baxter. A smart timeout from the head honcho for the Onega Buffaloes. 60-second timeout. Let's step aside. We are tied 38-38 on your game of the week at 92.1 KMZA.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
It's your choice. In healthcare, there's a common belief that you're limited to the options your specialist suggests for your ancillary services, including lab work, imaging, therapy, and other diagnostic testing. The truth is, you make the decision on where you go for those services, depending on your insurance coverage. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital provides a wide range of ancillary services to best fit the needs of you and your family. Please visit www.nemvch.com to view a list of all of our current services. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Onega with the ball. 40 seconds left. You're tied 38-38. Here's Coltman, far side wing. Top of the key, catch for Dorsey. Now to Nider, near side wing. And now trying to find Figge. Now he does so. Far side wing. 27 seconds left. See if they hold on to it for the final shot here. Figge gives up his dribble. In trouble. Now gives it back to Zach Fisher. Just a few feet in front of the half-court line. 18 seconds. Coachman. About 40 feet away from the basket. Gives it to Figge. About the same distance on the far side of the court with 10 seconds. Dribbles backwards. Now a timeout called by Coach Baxter with 8.3 seconds left. And this will be a full timeout, but we will go ahead and just step aside for 30 seconds here on your game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
8.3 seconds left. We are tied 38-38. It's Womack, Chulion, Hanzelcheck, McQueen, and Carls coming in for Wetmore to try to get a stop here. As for Coach Baxter's squad, trying to hold on for the last shot. We'll see what they draw up. Here's Figge, Dorsey, Zach Fisher, Coulterman, and Nider in the game. And it will be Figgy, the inbounder, from the far side near half court. They're in box formation, all of them in the paint. Fisher comes at the screen for Coltman, trying to get him open. In the corner for Zach Fisher. He's going to drive middle, 6 seconds, pull jumper, blocked, but a foul is called on Chulion. And two free throws are coming up for the senior, with 5 seconds remaining right on the button. And that's Chulion's fourth personal foul. It's a nice play design to get his senior open. Makes the most of it. First free throw left is short, no good. That foul was team foul number 6 against Wetmore. Meanwhile, Onega has just 2 fouls this half, and only 3 for the entire game. So one more coming up for Fisher, trying to go up by 1 with 5 seconds remaining. On the way, no good. Ball tipped up by Figgy. Rebound by Chulion. Zalet to Womack. 3 seconds, a half-court shot, and out of bounds with no time left. Womack shot a half-court shot with about 3.5 seconds left. And we are going to overtime. 38-38. Let's step aside for 60 here on 92.1 KMZA.
In a recent survey, 43% of people did not buy life insurance because they were worried about making the wrong decision. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus. We know that life insurance can be confusing, but be assured, the Knights of Columbus is an organization that earns the highest ratings from independent rating services while maintaining ethical standards. Knights of Columbus agents are Catholic advisors working with Catholic families. Come see me, Kirby Schmelzley, at 416 Main Street in Seneca.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
KMZA.
Gets the tip. And layup is up and good. Right out of the gate. 38-38. Now 40-38 as Ty Figgy has 5 points. What a game it's been. Back and forth. Here from Onega. Womack off the dribble from the top of the key. Gives it to Hanzelcheck. Looking for Carls. Now gives it back to Womack. Nobody really on the right side of the court. Now Chulion gets the screen to go to the right side. Womack gets past man. Nice backdoor cut by Carls. Up fake. Shot up. No good. Kind of a tough angle. Rebound for Onega. And a whistle and a foul to be called on Carls, who leveled Jeremiah Dorsey. He really threw his elbow into him. And it's about as clear as day. As that will be Carl's second personal foul. He's foul number 7. So 1-1 free throws coming up for Jeremiah Dorsey. Front of the 1-1. Short, no good. Tipped and loose on the floor. And whistle and a foul against 2 here. It'll be against Zach Fisher. So the Wetmore ball, team foul number 3 in his first personal. Full court press brought on by Onega and down to Womack, and it's actually more of just a full court man-to-man. So everyone retreats, and Womack is able to bring it up no problem. With 3:13 left to go in overtime, 40-38, favor of Onega leading against Wetmore. Top of the key catch for Hanzelcheck. One dribble, gives it back to Womack. High post catch for Carl. Carls pulls up, jumper, no good, too strong, tipped up in the air by Hanzelcheck, or rather, Chulion's in the hands of McQueen. Chulion for 3, far side corner, no good, and off the backboard somehow from the corner, rebound by Zach Fisher, and a foul against Carls going the other way. Carls racking up the fouls here, now he has 3, that's team foul number 8. Check Carls, how about his day, he has 12 points. Leading the team in scoring currently. Tyler Womack also with 10. Turn into the 1-1 for Zach Fisher is good. He missed 2 free throws at the end of regulation. Sent us to overtime. And Fisher He's got 5. Second one's up. That one is good. So now 6 points for Zach Fisher. It's 42-38, two-possession game in favor of Onega. 2:45 to go. Almost a nice strip from Connor Nider, but he pushes the Queen in the back, and Nider will pick up his first personal team foul, number 4. Inbounder will be McQueen, coming to make the catch, his handle check. High post catch for Carl, so back down Fisher. On the middle, shot up off the glasses. Oh, needed that one badly. Carl's now with 14, it's 42-40. Biggie goes to work. Dorsey trying to screen for Zach Fisher. Catch by Dorsey. Top of the key, pass far side wing for Coltman. And across the lane, now far side corner for Figgy. Couple dribbles back to the middle of the floor. And gives it up to Snyder, near side wing. A drive middle, set up by Chulion. Now a retreat back to the perimeter, giving it to Zach Fisher. 2:05 now left to go in overtime. 42-40, Onega leading against Wetmore. Snyder catch near side wing. Now top of the key for Dorsey. Trying to hold off Jacob Carls. Gets away from him. Now gives it up to Coltman. On the far side wing, high post coming to make the catch is Figgy, and he will as he retreats to the perimeter. He'll drive right side. He's stopped by McQueen. Gives it to Fisher. Fisher defended by Hanselcheck. Again, just moving the ball around, keeping Wetmore's defense honest. They're not standing around, but milking a lot of clock. Now 1:34 left to go in the game. Excuse me, in overtime. Fisher holding on to the ball now. And had it deflected out of bounds, just slowly moving it from his left hip to the over his head. Good hands by Hanselcheck. Knocked out of bounds. Stay with Onega with 1:27 to go in OT. And a timeout's going to be called by Ruben Sullivan, the head coach of Wetmore. It'll be a full 60-second timeout. We, however, will take a 30-second break. You're listening to your Game of the Week at 92.1 KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
42-40 overtime. Wetmore trying to get a stop here. Down by 2. Onega has just been moving the ball around the perimeter. He's trying to keep it away. 8 fouls for Wetmore as a team. And we're back underway as Figgy, the inbounder. And he'll find Coltman, and the clock will start to wind down once again. Coltman will hand it back to Figgy from inside the half-court O. He goes to his right. One dribble, and he gives up his dribble. Sent it by McQueen, gives it to Dorsey. Top of the key, 1:13 left to go. Coltman from the far side wing. He gives up his dribble, and he'll hand it off to Figgy. Figgy calls out the play with 1:03 left to go. Gives up his dribble, gives it to Dorsey. Top of the key. Near side wing for Nider. Gotta wonder when they'll maybe start fouling. Nider's now gonna drive right side. Shut up. No, get off the glass. Rebound Dorsey. Dorsey puts it down. It's loose on the floor. Diving on it. And a timeout is called, but a travel is gonna be called. It's Coltman held onto it. He slid. Hence the call. And I think that's a good call. With 46.5 seconds left, Wetmore gets a stop and they get the ball back. Biggie is going to face Carls, now backs off. So McQueen makes the catch on the inbound. Chance to tie or take the lead. McQueen is to his left. In the corner for Chulion. In the corner, McQueen. Screen from Chulion to Womack. 33 seconds. Nice pass down low. Underneath the basket, Chulion's in trouble. Shot turn around, jumper, good! And we are tied! Tough shot from Weston Chulion. That is his first basket of the game. 22 seconds left. Figgy brings it up for the Buffaloes. Gives to Coltman. Defended by Womack. Almost stepped out of bounds on the near side. Now timeout called by Coach Baxter. Great defense once again from Kyler Womack with 12.6 seconds left. Timeout is called by Onega. This will be a 60-second timeout. Once again, we're going to do a 30-second break here on 92.1 KMZA.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
FM, KMZA.
42-42, our score here from Onega. Man, it has just been a fun one here. Wetmore Onega trying to duke it out. Both teams in the middle bottom of the pack in the TBL. Not playing like it here tonight. Wetmore back on defense with 12.6 seconds left. Biggie the inbounder. Dorsey, Zach Fisher, Connor Nider, and Coltman are also in for the Buffaloes. Here's the inbound, trying to get to Dorsey, and they do so. Hand it off to Figgy. He's going to drive to his left. 10 seconds left. Puts a double team shot up, no good. Ball tipped up, rebound. Fisher shot up off the glass, is no good. Tipped up, rebound by Wolbeck. 3 seconds left. Here's the side, and a whistle, or no whistle. And the shot is no good, and we're going to go to double overtime. Wolbeck wanted a foul. It looked to me like it was a foul. That Fisher, excuse me, the official put up his hand, so I thought it was a foul. But it was not. So we're going to double overtime. Both teams just scoring 4 points apiece in that first overtime period. We'll go ahead and step aside for 30 seconds and put 4 more minutes on the clock here on 92.1 KMZA.
If you need placement for a member of your family in an adult care setting, consider Oakley Place Adult Care Home in Seneca. This new facility was designed and built from the experience of operating care facilities since 1995. It provides uncompromising care as an alternative to the larger institution-like facilities. A home-like setting and a high staff-to-resident ratio has shown to be a far better living environment that's less confusing, especially for those suffering from dementia. Set up a tour at Oakley Place in Seneca today by calling 785-748-1822.
Kansaland Radio.
Going to double overtime. 42-42. Both teams scoring just 4 points apiece in that first overtime. Carls and Chulions, a double of 2-point baskets. And for Omega, 2 free throws for Zach Fisher and 2-point baskets for Ty Figgy. Here's the tip, and we are back underway. Wetmore wins it. Hansel check. Controls possession, gives it to Womack. Dribbles on the near side wing. He's going to drive baseline, has a lay, layup good! And Kyler Womack off the glass. He now has 12. And it's 44-42. Far side wing, Nider with it. Now top of the key catch for Zach Fisher. Coachman near side wing, had it stripped by Womack, it's loose. And still kind of loose, and Dorsey holds on to it. Bounce fast back out to Zach Fisher. Tell you, the hands and the feet of Kyler Womack, so quick, so disruptive. And an easy blow-by for Figgy, but he misses the wide-open layup. He got right past McQueen, but he missed a wide-open layup. So Wetmore gets it back after the miss. McQueen hands it off to Womack. Now to Hanselcheck. Top of the key. Pass near side corner. Drive baseline. McQueen, reverse layup, no good. Didn't quite get underneath the basket enough. Biggie, nice pass up ahead, but Dorsey jumped in front of Vink Coltman, who was the intended target, and he goes out of bounds. Back-to-back mistakes from the Buffaloes here in the second overtime as Colby Fordham will now check in as senior. Again, only 4 fouls committed from Onega as a team, 8 from Wetmore. Full court. Man-to-man press brought on and almost stolen away by Figgy, trying to get it into McQueen. Chulion's the inbounder. And 2:54 left to go in double OT. 44-42 Wetmore leading at Onega. Chulion's needing some help, and he'll get it from Womack, but it's stolen away by Figgy. Gets him in the air, sharp, off the glass, is good. Hits the first pass, miss. He now has seven, and we are tied once again, 44-44. Sacuni across half court, goes to his left. Kicks it, the handle check. He goes middle. Kick, corner, Chulion. Nice up fake, but he traveled. Now a turnover from the Cardinals, and Jeremiah Dorsey will check back in for Fordham. And now checking in for the first time in a while is Dennis Speck, who started this game, a junior for the Cardinals. Hasn't played much since the first quarter. 2.5 left to play. Pass far side wing. Here's Nider, defended by Speck. Hypo sketch. And it has a stick it away by Womack. Going the other way. 2-on-1. Nice bounce pass to Hanzelcheck. Hanzelcheck it in. And Hanzelcheck now has 10. And it's 46-44 Wetmore. 2:10 left to go. Double OT. Figgy. Defended by McQueen. Has been kind of a mismatch today. Figgy gets it back. Lob down low to Fisher. Gets past Hanzelcheck. Shot up off the glass. And good. Zach Fisher with a nice response. And we are tied once again at 46. Cross half court. Here is Womack. Goes to the far side from the wing. Screen from Speck. Goes to the middle. Will Baxter calling something out to his team. One dribble. Fires off the three. No good. Well, Hanzelcheck. Rebound by Nider. Excuse me, by Figger. Goodness. By Figgy. Excuse me. Got the two names mixed up there. 1:23 left to go, double overtime. 46-46. Figgy goes to the far side wing for Nider. Nider high post catch for Dorsey. Looking down low for Zach Fisher. Can't get it to him, so he gives it out to Figgy. Near side wing. Van Cross making the catch. Trying to is Zach Fisher, but stolen away by Hanzelcheck. Saves it from going out of bounds. It's Wetmore with the steal. With 1 minute left to go in double OT. McQueen gets a screen, goes to his right. Whistle and timeout called by Coach Sullivan. 60-second break. We'll step aside for 60 seconds here, 92.1 KMZA.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
46 all, double overtime, 57.7 seconds left. Wetmore gets the ball out of the timeout. They will be Carlos inbound. Womack trying to receive this inbound, and he will. Back underway. Crossover dribble from Womack to the middle of the court. Gets a screen by McQueen, goes to his left from the wing. Defended by Nider. From the top of the key, gives up his dribble, pass, short corner, far side to Chulion. Chulion's backing down Figgy, gives up his dribble, far side corner. 38 seconds left. Top of the key catch for Carlos, handed back to Womack. Slow this thing down here. Womack goes to his right, drives to the lane, shot up off the glass, too strong, Figgy, pick hold of the rebound, pulled off by Chulion. His shot is up, and good! 48-46, 23 seconds left. Chulion's with a nice put-back shot. And Figgy drives, he'll kick to Fisher. 16 seconds left, Nonega down by two. Fisher signals for somebody to come to the ball. Nader gets it back. And whistle timeout called by Coach Baxter with 7.8 seconds left. So this is the third time here tonight that Onega has an opportunity to draw something up here. And with the final seconds, can they finally get a play that works for them? The inbound will be on the far side at the three-point line equivalent. So Coach Baxter drawing something up. Coach Sullivan trying to get a stop for the third time in the final seconds. This time, Wetmore up by two. So who's the guy you give the ball to make the shots? He gave it to Zach Fisher in overtime to get a big shot, and he was able to make it. Ty Figge hasn't had his best day, but he's put up 5 points in the fourth overtime through the second overtime after just 2 points in the first three quarters. Connor Nieder had 5 points in the fourth quarter, and Jackson Coachman had 4 points in the fourth quarter. He has 13, and he leads the team in scoring. So who is going to be the guy that gets that shot? Dorsey is in the game among the guys that I didn't mention. But all four of those guys I did mention are in the game for Onega. Again, 7.8 seconds left. Onega trailing 48-46 against Wetmore. Here's the inbound for Figge. I'll give it in to Nieder. Hand off to Figge. 6 seconds. Drives middle. Bounce pass. Stolen away by Carls. Trying to find Dorsey with 3 seconds left. He's fouled. And that's only going to be the fifth foul of the game. Or excuse me, of the second half. Only the sixth foul of the game in total. And that'll be the second against Jeremiah Dorsey. The pass trying to go to Dorsey, but the bounce was way too early and it got too high. Took some oomph off the ball, if you will. And Carls will be able to step in front of it and get the steal. So 2 seconds left. Here's the inbound to Womack in the corner near side. And another foul is called with 1.3 seconds left. And that's going to be team foul number six. So now in the bonus, as that foul called against Poulterman, and it's his first. 1.3 seconds, full court pass up ahead to Womack, and he will touch it up. He's fouled from behind. It's going to be an intentional foul. And will they put more time on the clock here? As the clock ran out, the officials are going to come together to talk as Womack celebrates as if they've won. I believe they said 0.5 seconds on the clock. But that is an intentional foul, so two free throws coming up here. So Colterman picks up his second, as that was a full court pass, beautiful pass. That would have been an easy breakaway layup for Kyler Womack. So Womack, he had 4 points. In the fourth quarter, 2 points here in double OT. First basket of this double overtime to give them a lead. So they put 0.5 seconds on the clock. I think they got it right in terms of getting the right time on there. First free throw on the way is good for Womack. And this free throw right here will ice the game. On the way. Good. So Wetmore is going to win this one. 50-46 is the score. Cardinals going to improve to 2-6 on the season. As Wetmore does have the ball as well. As now the clock says 1 second. Which I think is all they can do because the type of scoreboard they have doesn't have decimal seconds. So they just have 1 second on the clock. So that's what they're going to have to go with. Wetmore gets the ball. Inbound is to Womack, and that is it. 50-46 win in double overtime for the Wetmore Cardinals. We'll step aside for a break. We'll come back for a breakdown of this one here at 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca. Seneca.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest-cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
46, the final score with Wetmore holding on in double overtime. Jared Sluffy back with you here on KMZA. Let's now take a look at your individual stats after this wild one. First for the Buffaloes, leading the way in scoring with 13 points was Jackson Coulterman. Had a couple big threes at the beginning of the game and had some baskets in the fourth quarter as well to keep the Buffaloes in this. Also 10 points for Connor Nider as well. 7 points for Ty Figge, 6 for Zach Fisher, 4 points from Jeremiah Dorsey, and 2 apiece from Gabe Kufall and Colby Fordham. And as for Wetmore, 14 points apiece for Kyler Womack and Jacob Carls, 10 points for Dirk Handelcheck, 8 points for Braden McQueen, and 4 points for Weston Shulions. And for Shulions, all 4 of his points came in both the overtimes, 2 points in the first overtime and 2 points in the second overtime. Now time to crown our player of the game, brought to you by Farmer State Bank, or your player to bank on. And this one, even though both Carls and Womack had 14 points apiece, I'm going to give it to Kyler Womack for what he was doing defensively, giving him, my opinion, the player of the game. He was able to get his hands in passing lanes and even get some takeaways off the dribble. It's really impressive what he was able to do, knocking some of those, knocking the ball out free and getting some breakaway layups and getting Wetmore to the win. So taking a look now at the updated standings from just this contest, it is Onega now at 2-5. They're now 2.5 games back out of 7th place, and they are in solo 8th. As for Wetmore, they are 2-6. And they are now in solo 9th place in the TVL as they improve to 5-8 overall. And Onega, they fall to 5-9. Big thanks to Kurt back in the studio, as that's going to be it for us here tonight. Until Friday, thanks so much for listening. Once again, your final score in double overtime, Wetmore defeats Onega in Onega, 50-46. This has been your Game of the Week here on 92.1 KMZA.